This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us. And if you hear some cows mooing today, we've changed the fence, and I've got cows right up. I'm on the first floor now. Not the second floor like I had been. And I've got this window, and they look in the window at me, literally, and they're right. I mean, literally, they can rub their necks up against the window and put their nose prints on the window. And so the cows are right outside for their breakfast. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Vincent, I'm so glad to be with you this morning. I heard you've been fired. Have you been fired?
Well, yes, I have been fired. Now, this is not the first time. This is not the first time I've been fired. When I was in high school, I was really fortunate, and I got a job as a sandwich maker at an independent submarine sandwich shop. And you know, everything was working really well, and I'd work after school and made submarine sandwiches. And one day, the boss said to me, the owner said to me, "Hey, do you have any friends that you know would like a job?" I said, "Well, I'm a friend," and he works. He goes at a different, goes to a different school. He goes to the public school in the next town over. But and I was going to this boys' school, this Catholic boys' school, and I said, "I can ask him." And he looks neat and clean, and so the boss said, "Sure." So I mentioned it, and my friend came in for an interview. He got hired. Everything was great. We worked together. Some days we didn't. And a few weeks later, the boss called me over and said, "Hey, Vinny, I'm going to have to let you go." Okay.
That was said, really rotten of your boss.
Well, here's what happened. Money was missing from the register. Uh-huh. And this was one of those, you know, you didn't type in, or it wasn't one of these computerized things. This was back in the 70s. So you just ring up the sale, and there would be a tape. And it would just say how much each sale was, and, you know, nothing really specific. And so he said, "Money was missing from the register, and I have to let you go." I said, "Okay." And I was really shocked and stunned. And then I found out a couple weeks later, my friend was fired. Money was missing from the register. Mm-hmm. So the owner thought I had done it and just fired me. And what really happened was this new guy that my friend had been taking
thief.
Money. Yes, yes. And it wasn't me. But yet I got fired anyway. So that was the first time. Second time I got fired was there was this little clinic in Virginia down the road from us. And it was a health clinic. And they had this big sign on the wall. And it said, you know, if you're late for an appointment, $25 late fee. If you miss an appointment, $25 appointment. You know, if you miss an appointment, don't call, $25 fee. And it was really an insult, I thought, and because of the way it was handwritten on 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and it's just really an attack on the patients. And so I had an appointment, and it was Monday morning, first appointment, And I showed up, and the doctor's office was closed. The clinic was closed. I arrived at my appointment on time, took time off from running my company, and they weren't there. So I sent the doctor a letter telling him that he was being charged by me for $25, which was exactly his policy. So he missed he missed my appointment. Now, his time is no more valuable than my time, okay? We only get so much time on this planet, and we don't get any more. And there are no do-overs, right? You can't redo that time that you missed. So he wasted my time, and I figured, well, I was the CEO of a company, and he was the CEO of his doctor's office, and his time was worth what my time was worth, as well as anybody else's time, whether they were CEOs or not. So I sent him this letter and charged him $25. He responded with a two-page, one-paragraph letter. It was just nonstop one paragraph. And he fired me. He fired me. So I was sick of that. The third time I got fired was yesterday. Mrs. Finelli had a doctor's appointment. She has pneumonia, and she was going in for a follow-up, round number two of pneumonia. And I don't know what's going on because I've had a couple rounds of it. She's had, this is her second round. So she was going in for, to see how the antibiotic is working. And so at the end of the, we always go to the doctor's office, the family goes together. Typically, if it's my appointment, our son goes and my wife goes. And, you know, three of us go to all the appointments. There's always three of us in there. Except for yesterday, it was just my wife and me. Our son was in the waiting room. And so, at the end of the appointment for Mrs. Finelli, the nurse said to me, Vincent, I've got something for you. And she handed me this letter. And it's the internist. I go see a wonderful internist. And she's a female doctor. Not only is she a female, but she's a female doctor. So she has a practice for females. But for some reason, our two sons and I are patients of hers, which is really great. She's a wonderful doctor. I love her. And so they let me know that I have been fired by my pulmonologist. And I said, what? Really? For non-compliance. The term is non-compliance. So I've been fired by not this female internist doctor, but by a pulmonologist who has had me on the operating table a couple times, CAT scans a couple times, a lot of x-rays. And so she fired me for non-compliance. And it just, the letter just starts out, I regret to inform you that I will no longer be able to provide health care to you due to non-compliance with prescribed treatment plan. If you require health care within the next 30 days, I will be available. I will not be available to care for you after May 18th. And it goes on to say, you know, if you want another doctor, you know, go get another doctor is pretty much what it says. So I decided to look up last night. I came home. I'm still kind of stunned that my doctor fired me for noncompliance. Now, class, you know I don't take direction very well, okay? But that's not what this is about. This particular doctor prescribed that I have a hole drilled in my chest. It's called a needle procedure where they use a CAT scan and they drill a hole into your chest and remove part of your lung, and they test it for cancer and whatever else. I did that, and you're out for that. I mean, you're put
the amniocentesis of the lung, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they had another procedure. They wanted to look down my throat. And they wanted to look into my stomach, so they put a camera down there. I got to tell you, that's no fun. But what's the least amount of fun was the procedure called a bronchoscopy. They strap you down to like a waterboard table, literally. You are strapped down, your arms, your legs, your head. You can't move. The only thing you can do is blink. And I'm not kidding. And sweat. that's all you can do. And they put this tube in your mouth, so you can't open your mouth anymore, you can't close your mouth, and then they stick this camera down your throat into your lung. And I got to tell you, I've been through some pretty awful situations in my life, but nothing compared to having four or five people stand around you in lead suits and you're strapped down, you can't move, you can't even, I mean, you can't even grunt, okay? And then they put this camera down into your lung, and, you know, you're partially sedated, but man, it's no fun. How long does it last? 45 minutes. So I did that. Minchie wanted me to have a surgeon open my chest and look into my lungs and, you know, cut a piece out and see what's going on and put another camera up there under my ribs, or if they had to take a rib out or, you know, break a rib or whatever. And so I went to the surgeon's appointment, and he said, no, we're not doing that. There's no need to do that. So I mentioned to her that I mentioned to all of my medical practitioners that, and I'm doing some other things, colloidal silver. I'm on carbon 60. I've had some Myers cocktails with Dr. Norman Shealy. I'm on massive doses of vitamin C. I'm taking colostrum. And that I've mentioned that I have some medical friends, like Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, surgeon of the year. Dr. Bill Deagle, medical doctor. And also some other medical practitioners like Stephen Ewer. So, you know, I kept them all in the loop. Well, it got me fired. So I went to the internet and I said, you know, can a doctor fire a patient? Well, the answer is yes. And there's an article, it's called verywell.com, and it says, we know for a long time that patients can leave a doctor for a new one. But in recent years, we're hearing more and more about doctors who are dismissing their patients. And patients ask frequently, can my doctor dismiss me? The answer is yes. It is legal and fair, I don't know about fair, for a doctor to fire a patient under any circumstances. There are circumstances where a doctor may not dismiss a patient. And a doctor may not dismiss a patient, you know, for things like, if they have a disease that the doctor doesn't want to contract, you can't just get rid of your patient. But you can fire your patient if for noncompliance. And that is when a patient fails to follow the treatment recommendations established by the doctor. Now, I have always discussed every treatment with my medical practitioners, every single one. You know, let's talk about why we want to do this. And then sometimes I'll say, is that necessary? You know, let's do another CAT scan. Do we have to do that? Do I need that extra radiation? How about an X-ray? What do you think? Okay, we can do an X-ray. Now, a patient, we'll go more into this when we come back. And then I just want to share this because I think this is very, very important. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, why may a doctor dismiss or fire a patient? Of course, and we mentioned non-compliance. Another reason is the patient's failure to keep appointments. So, let's say there's a repetitive missing of appointments. So a doctor can say, you know, I can't take this anymore. Or if a patient is rude or obnoxious, okay, it's considered a form of abuse. Non-payment of bills. So if the patient doesn't pay, the doctor can say, you know what, can't do this anymore, you're not paying. If a doctor's practice is closing, that's another reason why a patient can be dismissed from the practice. But there's a new reason. And that is, what kind of insurance does the patient have? In recent years, more and more patients report their doctors are firing them for no apparent reason. Or at least they're not told what the reason is. Yes, and here's what it is. And one thing that these patients have in common is that their payers reimburse the providers, meaning the doctors, at low rates. As reimbursements have gone down, the number of patients reporting dismissals from the doctors has gone up. So if you're not sure why your doctor has dismissed you, you might want to find out why, which is what I did yesterday. I walked right over to the doctor's office. I handed him the letter I just received 5 minutes earlier through my internist's office, and I said, I've been fired, and I want to talk to someone about why. I want to know why, because I have not been involved in noncompliance. There's no question about it. I have complied with everything, right? I ask questions. I'm not a pain in the neck. I don't take more time than anybody else. But I want to know why, okay? And I'm not saying I debate why. I can understand pretty quickly, believe it or not. So, the reason I think that's going on, and this is why this is so important, this is why I'm discussing it. I'm not whining, class. I'm not whining. As a matter of fact, when my wife heard that I was fired right in the internist's office, she said, "Great, great." And I ran into another person on the way over to the pulmonologist's office in the lobby there. I said, "Hey, a friend of ours from town." And I said, "I've been fired." She said, "Congratulations. That's wonderful." She thought it was great that I got fired because evidently she doesn't like this pulmonologist practice either. So anyway, so why do doctors say that patients don't comply? And one of them is called denial of the problem. So many diseases and conditions are easy to ignore, even though they've been diagnosed. And so, you know, for example, diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure. You know, people may say, "I don't think I have it," so they don't comply with the course of treatment. Another reason is cost. So your medications and therapies may not be covered by insurance, and people flat out can't afford it, so they are prescribed medication. And some of these medications, I don't think the doctors really have any idea how much they cost. I mean, enormous amounts of money. Not all medications are $4 a month, okay? And some of them are very, very high. So the cost of treatment could be a reason why a patient says, "Yeah, I'd love to comply, but I can't afford it." It's either that or I get kicked out of my apartment. And it's difficult to live on the street. So, you know, they don't comply because they can't afford it. Another one is the difficulty of the regimen. So, for example, some patients may be prescribed a medication in the middle of the night, or they may not be able to open the child-safe container, you know, for the medication. So the difficulty of the regimen may be a reason for non-compliance. Another one is the outcomes on or side effects. There may be some physical unpleasant side effects that the patient says, "This is just more than I can bear," and they don't comply. Another is lack of trust. When the patients don't trust the possibilities or buy into the possibilities of the success of the treatment, they may not follow through. Another is apathy. Okay, some people just are apathetic and don't comply because of that. And another is previous experience. So, for example, in my case, I mentioned to the pulmonologist that the bronchoscopy was the most terrifying thing that's ever happened to me in my life. You know, being awake and having it strapped down, not being able to move, say, speak, do anything other than sweat, was really unpleasant, and I would not want to wish that on anybody. And I mentioned that. Bad move, right? You don't say that to your doctor. You don't say, "Man, that was awful. You know, I really wish you cut off the right leg instead of the wrong leg." You don't say that. So you can get fired for those reasons. However, I think the big reason is the boat. I think that when I moved to Medicare just recently, the reimbursements went down. I think that's the reason. So that's what I wanted to share with our class. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today
I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Gwyneth, yeah, you're right. I was fired. And I thought it was so important to mention this. I wanted to mention it with you on the air because it's the kind of thing where patients have no idea or could have no idea what happened. And it could be because they've been they've graduated from insurance that they paid for, their employer paid for, or they paid for themselves, like Blue Cross or something like that in the United States, to Medicare, where the doctors are not reimbursed as much. And I think that's really what it is. But I have to find out for sure. But I have to respond to this. I cannot let this go where they said I'm non-compliant, because I'm not. But what are your thoughts, Gwyneth?
Well, you know, it used to be how if you didn't have the money and couldn't afford a treatment, I know this is not in your case, but doctors would treat you for free.
You mean they used to?
They used to have this thing called charity care.
Yeah.
You know, where if you, and it was entirely up to the doctor to determine that, you know, but that's how it was before. And they used to have the doctors taking the Hippocratic Oath, and after taking the Hippocratic Oath, they more or less felt obliged to help people if anybody came to them with medical problems. And they knew that they had enough paying patients, and that they, you know, that they would be okay, that they probably wouldn't lose their Mercedes-Benz anytime soon, because there were enough people who actually did pay. And what I think is happening is that because of what we are going to discuss, which is especially in, as I think you call them in the United States, blue city areas, that there's so many poor people that they have to insist on being paid even by the poor, because otherwise they wouldn't get paid. You know, they wouldn't be able to meet their own bills. And the fact that the health insurers have dropped their reimbursement amount really doesn't help them, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that the other thing is that they listen overly much to their accountants, you know, and their accountants say, listen, you've got expenses, yada, 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 yada. You want to be able to keep paying your bills and so on and so forth. You know, and you want to keep that nice house. You want to keep that big car, don't you? Well, if that's the case, you've got to stop accepting these low premium rebates, and you've got to stop letting poor people off from paying their bills.
Yeah.
You know,
and here's the interesting thing.
It used to be a matter of ethics,
yes,
that they would not refuse to treat people just because those people couldn't pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so
that's not how it is now.
I wanted to get a refill on a medication that I absolutely need, and I don't like medicine, I really don't. But this particular antibiotic I needed, and so I called in, and the doctor said, or the office said, they returned the call the same day. They said, well, we can't refill that. We've got to see you. I said, okay. And so my wife was on the phone, and the appointment was in 2 months. So the first available appointment was 2 months to see me, but I needed this medication now. And that's a problem. And so at the same time that it takes 2 months to get a doctor's appointment, the doctor is accepting new patients. So the doctor cannot seem to be able to see the patients that she has, and she's accepting more patients. So I think this all ties into that Mercedes, the boat, that kind of thing. I really do. Now, I can't prove it, and you know, I'm looking forward to sharing with our class exactly what happens when I find out, because I'm going to demand to know exactly why I've been fired. Exactly why. And I'm going to take this to the highest level of the hospital system, because I think that's where it needs to go. You know, I haven't done anything that would cause me to be fired. I haven't done a single thing. I'm proactive. And I said, you know, I even said to the nurse, Do you like it or not like it when your patients ask questions and your patients are prepared for the appointment? Which do you prefer? She said, we love it when the patients are prepared. So when I go to a doctor's appointment, I have a spiral-bound notebook with me. I keep a daily log of all the things that I do and the reactions that I have, positive and negative. So they can say, what was your blood pressure at Tuesday at such and such a time? But last month, I can tell them. I can tell them exactly what it was. I can tell them what I took when and what my thoughts are. And so when I go to a doctor's appointment, I have this spiral-bound notebook, and I write down all of my questions, all of them. So when they say, do you have any questions? I say, yes. I have these 9 questions. And I don't waste their time. I ask them the questions, and I get the answers. And so they say they like it when you are an advocate for your own health care. However, I don't know if that's true. Now, some doctors, I think it's absolutely true. But I don't know if it's true of all doctors. I have a feeling that some doctors don't like it when you do your own research. And you say things like, what are your thoughts on carbon-60? Do you think that that's something that I... What is carbon-60? Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you write down carbon-60 and look it up, and you know, maybe we can talk about it. What do you think about colostrum? Colostrum? What do you think about colloidal or ionic silver? Well, you know, that can turn you blue. Okay. I've never seen anybody go blue, and I've read about it, but that guy made his own colloidal silver, and he did it wrong. He used saline solution instead of distilled water, and that's why he turned blue, and he way overdosed himself for a long time, so he turned blue. So I ask questions about that. What do you think about 6,000 units of vitamin C? 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C spread out through the day. What do you think about that? It's a lot of vitamin C. Do you think I should change my diet? Well, you get all the nutrition that you need from, you know, your food. You don't need supplements. Those are the kinds of things you hear when you ask questions, when you do your own research, like I do. Now, fortunately for me, I have friends. And class, you have friends, too. Their names are Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sorin. Dr. Sergey Sorin and Norm Shealy practice together. Sergey Sorin's an emergency room doctor. It's one of the toughest professions I think there is on the planet. I mean, that's life and death all the time. That's a tough, tough, stressful situation. But that's what he does. And he's a friend of ours. He's an instructor here, a senior instructor. Bill Deagle. Stephen Huer. We have some wonderful, wonderful medical professionals. And then there's John Reagan, who does research like crazy. And he's up on a lot of things. So, I mean, I'm not, there's so many of us that I can't mention all the names, but Gwyneth Isaacs, I mean, you do a lot of research, too, on everything. You want to know about everything. And I'm sure that if you went to the doctors, you would be prepared. Is that right? You'd have your list of questions, wouldn't you?
Yes, I generally do. Although I try and avoid doctor's clinics because... here in Australia, they seem to have the Mercedes-Benz syndrome as well. I don't have private health insurance. If anything goes really wrong, we'll end up at the emergency department. But once, you know, I had a child, and, you know, children are pretty active children, and I had this child, and he slipped and fallen and was having trouble walking on his foot. And so to go to the emergency department for us is not a light thing. It's 80 kilometres and we don't have a car. Okay. So we'd made quite a trek to go to the emergency department to get this child's foot checked out, to make sure that there was nothing wrong. And it wasn't the doctor, it was the nurse. And she, you know, this happened a couple of times. She told us that, in her humble opinion, there was nothing wrong with our child, and she wouldn't let us see a doctor in the emergency department. Because this happened a couple of times that one of my children fell. And, you know, sometimes they fell and they fall and they twist their ankle. It's a sprained ankle. It hurts like nothing else for a day or two. But, you know, it's ultimately just a sprain. And so they get over it. But if it's a break or a dislocation, they've got to have it in a cast or it's going to affect their growth and development of that foot. Right?
Absolutely.
That's how I've always understood it, you know. But, you know, we had, you know, this situation happened once and it ended up being a sprain. And so we went home and he had his foot strapped up. And then, you know, a few months later it happened again. And so we went back in there and this nurse says, "Oh, don't I remember you? Aren't you those people who your child had a sprained foot and you ended up in here? And now you're back again with another sore foot?" You know, she said, "I think you need to go and see your GP." And I said, "It could be broken. How do you know? You know, it needs to be examined." And, you know, if we go to a GP, he's probably going to send us to the hospital for an x-ray anyway. And even a trip to our local GP is still a 20-kilometre trip up the road without a motor vehicle.
Yeah, hold that thought.
It's still fairly...
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier on human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect ourselves. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And so I've got a question for the class. Have you ever heard of a broadcaster talking about the things that, or I should say broadcast, talking about the things that we talk about here, personal things? Who have you ever heard say, hey, I'm being attacked by the state saying that I owe unpaid taxes and they're putting a lien on my property? Have you ever heard that before? Have you ever heard a person on the air talk about problems with their doctors? And the reason, it's not to complain. It's not whining. It's so you know that these things can happen to you, and there are avenues you can pursue. Now, I don't know exactly how this is all going to work out. However, I do know that I have to write a letter to the hospital, to the CEO, and say, here's what's happened. And it's not accurate. So what happens is, just like these police reports can be fabricated, and a case can be built against you, okay, and you can be hauled in front of a judge for whatever reason later on, and then the judge can say, wow, or the prosecutor can say, Your Honor, have you seen what a problem this person is? Holy smokes, this rap sheet's unbelievable. Look at all these things that this person has done according to these police reports. And it can all be fabricated. All of it. And so, in my file, there's this letter that says I'm non-compliant. Do you think that I can let this drop? Of course not. Because it's damaging. It's damaging to me. And it's not true. That's why we talk about these things, because this can happen to you. Gwyneth, what else would you like to talk about today?
Okay, what I would love to speak about is something called socialism, communism, which yeah. absolutely ties into the pathetic nature of our healthcare. Okay, because what they've done, they've socialized the healthcare system. Okay. And they've basically said, you have only got one place to go for your, this is what they're bringing in, okay, that you will eventually only have one health insurance provider, and that will be it, and they will more or less get the say on whether you live and die. And you know something? I've lived in two countries, Australia and New Zealand, that they have a public-private system where if you've got money, you can have a private doctor, okay? You can actually pay your private doctor in cash in this country if you have the money, okay? But most people either have health insurance or they go with the public system. So it's not quite the same as in the US, but I have, you know, very, very close, beloved relatives whose lives have been shortened dramatically by decades through refusal of doctors to treat them for medical complaints and refusal, just flat out refusal to treat. And I'm thinking in particular of my dad, and he had gallstones, and this was in New Zealand, and he went to the doctor repeatedly 5 or 6 times complaining of a sore stomach. And the thing is, he was ill for a period of about 2 weeks, and over this 2 week period, he went for about 5 or 6 times to try and seek medical attention. And the doctor basically looked at him, took a bit of a poke at his chest. And because he was had been an engineer for many decades, his chest was like boilerplate. It was just rock solid. Well, to cut a long story short, he died. He died of a ruptured gallbladder. Because the doctors refused to treat him. And if the doctors had treated him, he would probably still be alive today. Because other than that, he was perfectly fit and healthy. This is a serious, serious issue. So we'll discuss socialism and communism on the other side of the news.
Yeah. Very, very sad. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.